studio with us right now. Man, we have such an awesome group. I mean, like, I'm so taken back by all of this beautiful melanin that's going on. Kev walked in the door with four women. So, like, he may have to be the luckiest man in this world right now.
I actually
feel like that. Like, it's weird. They're making this Dolemite movie, and I'm looking at Dolemite. Used to have all these women around. I feel like Dolemite. Like, crazy.
So, that voice you hear right there is Kevin Ross. Kevin, go ahead and introduce everybody what we have going on. Silver Room Block Party is coming up. So, tell everybody, what's your part with the Silver Room?
Well, my part actually is minuscule. I'm always hustling, as you know. I have a marketing and promotions company, and the goal for me always is to get my artists or my clients exposure. So Silver Room Block Party has been going for about 15 years, and I kept hearing about it. So 3 years ago, long story short, I'd stalked the owner, Eric Williams. Shout out to Eric Williams at the Silver Room. Mm-hmm. And he actually was sitting in the store one day. I walked in, and we had an hour and a half long conversation about Prince, and we hit it off like brothers after that. So I told him what I did, and he's like, okay, cool, man, that's great, great. So I said, can I have some artists on for the next party? He's like, yeah, sure. So he said, in fact, I'll give you 12 o'clock. Well, the thing started at 12. The whole festival started at 12. But that's okay, because if you watch the Five Heartbeats, you take what they give you and you make it work, right?
Right.
So I took it and blew it out with the artists that were there. So the second year, he says, so when do you want to go? And I was like, wow. So we went before Pete Rock last year. And at that time, I came up with a concept called Shy Girls Rock, because I have such a love and respect for artists in Chicago in general. But female artists in Chicago are so dynamic to me. Mm-hmm. The history of it, like Chaka Khan and Mickey Howard, you know. And these are all, like, all four of these ladies are just absolute favorites of mine. So I said, what if I could do like a VH1 joint and put them all together?
Oh, wow.
So it really, and then I was watching Wonder Woman made like $20 billion last year. So I said, the power of the female is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Let's do a show.
Indeed.
And so I had this this whole thing put together, and that's where we are.
Wow. Kevin, always thanking, man. This man is busy.
That's what happens when you watch Soul Train when you're 10 years old.
Let me see you go ahead and do your Don Cornelius.
Right.
And introduce the ladies to
okay,
it,
well, to my left is the wonderful Liberty Jones in the building.
Liberty.
Woo-hoo. Welcome.
Yes. Immediately to my direct right, and this is brought to you by Afro Sheen.
Ooh.
By the way, the beautiful Aziza Lisa is in the building.
Beautiful people use Afro Sheen.
That's it. That's it right there. Sitting directly beside her is a dynamic, beautiful powerhouse that goes by the name of Ms., and that's M-Y-S, don't get it wrong, Michelle. And finally, we have the amazing throwback to the 30s. She's beautiful. She's dynamic. Her voice is like an instrument. And she goes by the name of the Simone Green.
Yes.
Hey. Welcome, ladies.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
He has to introduce me at the Silver Room.
So, ladies, how does it feel to be performing on the Silver Room Block Party stage this weekend?
I'm excited about it. I'm extremely excited about it. It's my first time. It'll be my first time attending. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to have the privilege to even have a platform where so many people are going to be in your face, mm-hmm. that's an honor on any day.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that voice you hear is Miss Michelle. Please tell us about yourself. Are you from Chicago? How long you been doing this thing?
Born and raised in my whole life.
Okay.
My mom brought us up singing. Our household was filled with music from the time the sun rose until the time it went down and even beyond that. So everything that I can do, it all comes from her.
Wow.
So I've been singing my whole life. I don't know if you should say professionally or whatever, but I've just been
pretty
doing
much
it since.
When you're a singer, you're a singer. You
yeah,
know, that's,
I don't call them professional.
I remember I used to say that, and
yeah.
It's like, what's the difference? There I get to none. Sing and right. I get to get paid to do it. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to, yeah. I'm a singer, whether it's professionally or not.
I call them sangas, though.
Sangas. Like, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you grow up in church doing it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So my mom used to, we had service before we went to church.
Oh, wow.
We had church nice. At home.
How many of it? Was it like the Jackson 5?
It's 8 of us.
Ooh.
Oh, close. Wow.
So my sister and I, we're the only ones do it for a living. And my mom, she brought, we had church before we went to church and then got to church and we were the praise team. We was the choir. We were a group. We were the bussy sisters. We were whatever we needed to be when my mama snapped her fingers.
Ooh.
It did not matter. So really she set the tone for my life, period.
Wow. That's just, yeah. Now, did you grow up in a single parent home?
I did.
Family home?
Okay. I did, yes. It's 8 of us, 5 girls, 3 boys.
So mama, oh my gosh, that says a lot about her then. For her to have all of you under control like that, you know, mm-hmm. like she was.
We would walk across the street in a single file line.
Mm.
No questions. There ain't no playtime when we dealing with cars and traffic. It does not matter. And it amazes me how strong she was because I have 2 boys. Mm-hmm. My son will be 18 in January. My youngest will be, he's 14 now. He'll be 15 in November. And sometimes I want to lose my mind a little bit.
Yes, and that's then, why it's like mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just us new school parents now. Like,
yeah, we our tolerance is extremely low.
Yes,
our understanding is very. We didn't take in a lot,
yeah.
or we are tired of working hard mm-hmm. for things that matter.
Yes,
so the principles, values, anything that's worth anything is dumbed down mm-hmm. all the time. So, you know, that's why we have a generation that doesn't.
Yep.
Well, most things don't really matter.
Yeah, that's that old school, you know.
I whoop my kids.
Oh.
Now look at my son one day. He was playing with me. He was like, I'm going to call DCFS. I said, call him. You see how much better they do with you than I
will. Okay. So when it comes to the music.
Yes.
So I just want, I'm just curious because, I'm assuming most of you all do R&B, soul,
yes,
gospel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess we're gonna be this gonna be a moment of praise at the Dago Silver Room. I'm excited. I'm actually excited to kind of see this lineup because I don't think this is I've never seen this before. Kevin, is this you know I know you have done it all. Like this is something that I think I don't think I've ever seen as far as at a festival. All Chicago black women artists coming together for one set. So as far as the music go, ladies, Simone, let's go over here to you. So tell me, is there a message in your music? Like what can we expect, you know, from you and from your sound coming into the Silver Room?
Well, what I'm planning to do for the Silver Room is house music.
Hey, hey.
Now, see, I'm not originally from Chicago.
Okay.
I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm a country girl in the city.
Me too.
Right, right. But I've been here for 20 years.
Okay.
And I went to college in Iowa, and most of the black students who I went to college with were from Chicago. Mm-hmm. All of the DJs at the parties were from Chicago, so they were playing all this house music. And at 18, I was introduced to it and fell in love.
Mm.
And so, you know, just it happened organically as far as my song choices just kind of moving more towards the house music. And I think people at the Silver Room Block Party, they like to party.
Right.
So, you know, in lieu of doing really any ballads, I'm just planning to come in and do a little house music, hopefully get people dancing, grooving a little bit. I think we all probably are.
Yeah.
Even if people are doing original music or, you know, covers, I think it will be a rocking hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very soulful.
And Miss Michelle, what's your vibe like?
I go with rock soul.
Okay.
I love a strong presence. I love commanding whatever moment I'm involved in.
Like a Tina Turner-ish?
Tina, the tone is a Tina Turner-ish.
Okay.
The presence is just me.
Okay.
It's just me. I've dealt with a lot. I've lived through a lot. I've gone through a lot. A lot has happened to me. Things have happened to me that have been self-inflicted. Mm-hmm. I've learned from all of those things. So when I come to the stage, you're literally getting,
you're feeling
Michelle.
Yes,
you are literally getting Miss Michelle.
It's bleeding through your music.
It is.
Okay, so Aziza Lisa.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so what's your flavor? What's your style?
I love neo soul. I love house. I love R&B. Like Simone, I'm not originally from here, and I just found that out through her speaking. I fell in love with house music actually through my brother, who was going to Purdue at the time. I'm from Indianapolis.
Okay.
And I've been in Chicago 25 plus years, so it's been home. But I definitely had a lot of family up in Chicago and used to come up here all the time. Fell in love with house music, and once I moved here and started, you know, doing some live music sets, I would always do house music. As part of the set that I would do. But love Jill Scott, love Erykah Badu. I love the neo soul R&B feel as well. So
mix it in there.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we're stirring it up a little bit.
Liberty Jones.
I do neo soul, soul, but I do a wide range of things. But for this particular set, it'll be a lot of soul.
Okay.
And a lot of fun stuff, you know, mix up of some covers. So I'm going to bring the energy, the fun. It's going to be fun and very interactive with the crowd.
Interactive. When you say interactive.
Right. Yeah. That's what I want to know.
That means everybody's going to sing along sometime.
Okay. Okay.
A lot of the time it'll be everybody come together, because that's really what the block party is like.
That's
it's
right.
Like a
yeah.
community.
It's unity.
Yes. It's unity. And so when you're singing, I feel like that connection has to be there. You'll feel it, and you'll engage with it, and everybody will be happy to sing along.
Now, are you a native of Chicago?
I am.
Okay. See, that's the sense.
It's familiar.
Yes, okay. That's what I was sensing. I said, there's something special about this one over here. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's right, Chicago.
That's Chicago.
With it. It's interesting, but I didn't move away to Atlanta for 7-8 years, but I came back.
You
but
came
I
am back.
Still in your blood.
Born and raised, okay.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. I am a girl from Indiana as well. I'm from Gary, Indiana. So, you know, I do realize that Indiana is just a hop, skip, and jumping away. So it's almost like we're family still.
I'm the furthest.
Indy and the Windy. That's
I still go there for gas.
Indy and the Windy.
Got to get gas price.
I love it.
I'm probably the furthest. I'm a native of Louisiana. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bottom.
He's down there in the swamps.
Basically.
Hey, you don't hear an accent. I don't hear that.
I know.
You know what? No, because you know what? I'm a military brat, so I moved around a lot, but I was born and my whole family is Louisiana, so. But I'm here in Chicago, been here for about 5 years now, and house music is something that, you know, it just kind of slaps you in the face as soon as you come here.
Yes.
Like, you know, you can't, you know, when you come to Chicago, it's like, okay, I get it. House music is y'all's thing. Mm-hmm. And so moving forward, because I can talk about house music, because we both went to our first Chosen Few.
Like, oh, wow.
Yeah, last week.
Nice. We were virgins.
Yes.
No more.
Exactly.
Did it get you good?
Yes.
It got
you good.
So we're still like, oh my God, this is what it's like.
Okay.
We were walking around looking like tourists at the Chosen Few. It was hilarious. Okay, so movie.
But this is Simone's specialty, though, the house. She got the house. So, I mean, can we get like a little sample? Because I love this sound in your voice. I can hear it almost. Like, can we get a little sample of what to expect this weekend?
Sure, why not? Let's see.
And maybe we can get a little.
And this
backup.
Microphone sound good
it
too.
Sure
it
does. Does.
Go
it sure
ahead,
does.
Make it your
Let's see.
Good. Your
I'll do a little something. I'm surprised to see your suitcase at the door. Remember the good times, don't you want some more? It's not our perfect love, but I'll defend it. Cause I believe in what God intended. We got a love to God. Hey, it's not over between you and me.
Hey.
It's
that's all right.
Okay, so
yes.
This is everybody's first like Silver Room.
Wait a minute. This is my first.
This is
my first
performing, okay. But I've
first
been there
right, okay.
several
okay.
times.
All right.
This is my first everything.
Oh, okay. So wow. I'm just curious. So tell us just a little bit about your background as far as what you have done. Like, where will people know you from? Like, have you done other venues or, you know,
what was
singles?
Your first set? What was
your
the first set that
yeah.
you've done, and how did that go? Let's start out with Ms. Liberty Jones.
Well, you know, I've done sets years ago, but it's been a long time. And actually, I would say my official first set, because I just dropped my debut EP.
Okay.
It's Everywhere Music. It's streaming and sold.
Hit and me what's up the name?
It's called Peacemaker.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just dropped my debut EP. So, actually, my first set is tonight for off of the EP, tonight at Davenport Piano Bar in Wicker Park. So, I'll be doing a stripped down acoustic set there tonight.
Nice.
And then, so I'm kind of like going from the kiddie pool to the deep end, mm-hmm. you know, on Saturday, okay. With these, you know, the block party, because it's like 30,000 people that come out there.
Right.
And so it'll be a lot of people. It'll be a lot of different stages and different music going on. But still, it's a huge thing. So this will be my second for this year, because I've been working on the EP all this
You've
year.
You've been busy doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Aziza Lisa, what about your first set? How did that go? And tell us also what you're working on, if you have anything coming up.
Definitely. So, yeah, my first set was a live music set at a club. It was actually Isaac Hayes Club.
Remember
at the time.
That.
Yes, right? So I've performed around Chicago, different restaurants, different venues. I've opened different concerts. My first concert was actually opening for Miss Nancy Wilson.
Okay.
I've sang background for Barbara Streisand. Opened for a number of people. Erykah Badu, Frankie Beverly Mays, Eric Benet. So been really blessed, you know, from that standpoint. And I'm a writer as well. So I have on a shirt right now, Know Your Worth. This is one of my songs. So my music definitely has a message in it. It's always to uplift people dealing with life experiences, just everyday things that we deal with, but always at the end staying
lifted.
Is it
like a sister type of thing? Mm-hmm. Like, sister, I'm down with you? Or is it like a male?
It's definitely not male bashing,
okay.
But it's definitely uplifting sisters or okay. And men. I mean, Know Your Worth is a message for men and women. It's
okay.
just for you to know how to value mm-hmm. yourself and make others place value on you. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay, awesome. So, and do you have anything else coming up?
I do. So, Know Your Worth is one of the songs on an EP that I'm working on now called I'm That Woman. I'm not that girl, I'm that woman.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. She just took us to church.
Yes.
So, you know, everybody uses that phrase, I'm that girl, I'm that girl. And I've seen the posts and just, you know, heard the phrases. And it's like, that's cool. But when you're a real woman mm-hmm. and you've been through a few things,
mm-hmm.
as I know
now.
My sisters right here can relate to,
yes.
then you don't really want the title of a girl. You know, I'm a woman. I'm a full-blooded woman, mm. period.
Yep.
And, you know, I can be a girl with my man. That's mm. that's all good. But I'm a woman.
Whatever you need to be for your
okay.
man.
Right. All sookie sookie now.
All right.
And Miss Michelle.
Yes, my loves.
Okay, so tell us about your first set that you've ever done.
Right. So I was 18, and do you guys remember when WGCI was having those competitions, the WGCI mm-hmm. seminar?
Yes.
The last one they had was in 2000. I did that. My father sent in a demo to them without telling us, and I did that. So I got a chance to sing in front of like 10 or 15,000 people for this event. Clive Davis being one of them, Joe, Mary J. Blige, and this is when Mary first came out with Shackles. Mm-hmm. So that was an extremely amazing experience. I was petrified.
Nerve-wracking.
I was hoarse. So I stood there like a stone and sang, and I said, I actually told my father, like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do it. I was petrified, and it turned out to be an amazing experience. And from there on, I've had the opportunity to sing with a lot of people in the gospel market.
Mm-hmm.
So Smokey Norful, I was with him for 8 years. I was with BB and CeCe for 2. I've done Tremaine Hawkins and the Clark Sisters, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So I've had an opportunity to be on some pretty dope platforms.
Wow.
And what I'm working on now is my life story over the, well, not life story, but my story over at least the past 5 years has been really dramatic. So my album is wrapped around that, and it's entitled Forever Loved.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So that's what I'm working on there. I went through a little phase where I was like, you know, screw everybody, screw you, Lord, screw, screw the ground, screw the clouds, screw
Mary J.
You know, screw myself. Uh-huh. But it's, I don't want, the reason why it's taking me so long is because I don't want to come off. Mary J. Blige wins because of her turmoil.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's great. But I don't want to be all turmoil. There is a silver lining in my story. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I want to be able to deliver that. And it comes with a diary because I had to keep a diary in order to not go insane.
Wow.
So it's going to come with my personal thoughts and my personal feelings and things like that. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Miss Simone.
Very nice. So I'm like trying to remember, like, my first gig. So I moved to Chicago about 21 years ago. And I used to sing in college, and music brought me to Chicago, but it was more studio work and jingles and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I missed singing live. So this is when the Reader actually had a paper version of the Reader, and it wasn't online. So I'm like, I'm just going to find a band looking for a singer. And I found this band. And I call the guy. He's like, you know, come audition. I went to his home. I auditioned. And I started singing with them. And needless to say, it was rough.
Mm-hmm.
It was rough because I had not performed live in a long time. And I'm sure, as all of these ladies know, you know, you have to kind of get your sea legs back and get your chops up again. And you do that and get that, rather, by performing more frequently. Mm-hmm. And just kind of, you know, singing and singing and doing one set and two sets and three sets in a night and three, four nights in a row. And I just started doing it and just got to the point where I had my own thing.
Wow. Mm.
And as far as projects, I am working on a new album, or my first album, solo project.
Mm-hmm.
I've recorded a couple of songs and took a little time off to work on some personal issues and just getting back in the studio. And hopefully by the end of the year, everything will be done and complete. I got a lot to talk about. Oh, Lord, I got a lot to talk about. I got some testimony to give.
I was just going to say, everybody seems like they have a testimony. And to me, that's what makes great music.
Everyone yes. has Absolutely. A testimony.
And, Absolutely.
And you ladies
Absolutely.
Are just helping a lot of other women out there
right.
with their testimonies, help bring out their testimonies. We're all going through something, and
Indeed.
A lot of times music, it just helps bring us through things. Like, it's plenty of times that music has brought me through something.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Just last week.
Yeah.
I mean, if we won't keep it funky and 100, right. you know what I'm saying?
Right. yeah. And we can definitely appreciate not yes. the male bashing songs, because
no,
we don't want to
yeah.
send nobody Mm-mm. out there
no.
killing nobody.
No.
So, you
no,
know,
no.
Exactly. all of you ladies, we see as being positive women,
yeah.
and we look at you as sisters.
Yes, yes. for sure. And we definitely look forward to seeing each and every one of you at the Silver Room Block
yeah.
Party.
Yeah, it's going to yes. be a banger, y'all. It's going to
be
a banger.
So what time are we supposed to
yeah,
we have
what's
times
the time?
And
you at noon?
So 2:30 to 3:30.
2:30 to 3:30. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
On which stage?
What day? That's Saturday.
Saturday, July 21st.
Okay, yeah.
Shy Girls Rock Stage, 52nd and Harper Court.
There you
okay.
go.
Yeah. There.
And all of the artists and the time that they'll be on is on the Silver Room website.
Okay.
So if you're rooting for a certain person, you can go on there and find them.
You okay. know, I haven't even checked the lineup yet this year. I've been
oh, it was
so
a lot. I did. It was a lot.
Is it?
There is
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah,
there's
I'm definitely going to have to check it.
Yes, it is.
Right.
We're looking forward to it. Shy Girls Rocking, indeed they
yes.
do. We have yeah. the beautiful women in the studio with us.
Oh, social media really quick.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
follow you
yes.
guys on social
so
media.
So we'll start yes. out with Simone.
Yes, all of my social media is Simone Green Live.
Okay.
All right, Miss Michelle.
All of my social media is Miss Michelle, and that is spelled M-Y-S. Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
And Aziza Lisa.
And all of my social media is Aziza Lisa. A-Z-I-Z-A-L-I-S-A. Aziza.
You better sing it, girl.
yes. And Miss Liberty Jones.
Yes, all of mine is Liberty Jones Music. at Liberty Jones Music. But if you want to hit me up on Twitter, it's Liberty Jones 421 for some reason, but it's that reason. So yes, it was.
But thank you, ladies, so much. We're looking forward to it. Thank you, Marsha. This is just adding to the feel of the Chicago summertime shy vibes, and we're loving it. We're looking forward to you, ladies, this weekend.
Yes. Right. Nothing like Chicago in the summer.
All right. Thank you, Kevin Ross.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kevin. And hold you. Gaze into your eyes. I see that you're a prize. You are with a star. Coming away.